You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:15pm with Ross Brierley, Rory Delaghi and Mick Norton in the studio. We've got good racing to look forward to as well, with a good card at Haydock. We've also got racing at Goodwood on day three of their May Festival. There's Beverley and Catterick in the afternoon, Fosslass and Salisbury in the evening, and it's also Irish 2000 Guineas Day at the Curragh. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm very well indeed, Mark, and looking forward to the podcast, and it's been a very interesting last 2 days.
Yes, you were in the William Hill studio on Thursday and Friday, John, and you were banging in the winners from what I've heard.
Well, Thursday was a rich day. In fact, dare I say, there were so many winners on Thursday between Primus and myself that I don't think either of us will ever tip a winner for the next sort of month.
Well, hopefully you can give us a few winners on this podcast, John, just before it runs out. But I want to talk about Thursday a little bit as well. The result at Goodwood that caught my eye, Lady of Dubai, who was a winner of the Height of Fashion Stakes in impressive fashion. And that's seen her trimmed for the Oaks. She was about 33-1 shot before the race, and she's now 14-1 for the Epsom Classic.
Yes, I'm not at all surprised. I thought she would definitely win at Goodwood because of the form with Irish Rookie. Now, I was told about Irish Rookie from Martin Mead supporters last autumn before she had won her two races. I think one of them was at 50-1, and I was absolutely, you know, adamantly told she would win, and I was at Musselburgh doing the sort of presentation, and I failed to back her.
Oh,
now, since then, of course, Irish Rookie has run tremendously well in the 1,000 guineas at Newmarket, and then even better when runner-up in the French variety last time out, so that Lady of Dubai's form in finishing second to that filly Irish Rookie at Newmarket at the back end suggested to me that if she had improved a bit over the winter, she had to go well at Goodwood. And Luca Cumani has been at pains to point out that his horses have been ready to go well first time out. So that was an additional reason. And my goodness, Mark, she did win. She
yes.
really did. Adam Kirby was travelling well on her for a long while, and then when he asked her to go, approaching the final furlong, well, she left the rest for dead, and she was staying on really well. She's got a middle-distance pedigree at 33-1. Clearly, she was a real snip, and at 14-1, well, I think she's still got a very good chance.
Right. Do you think she can get involved then in the big one?
Yes, I do. I think she's got an exceptionally good chance. I was pretty keen on Diamonds and Rubies after Chester, but you know, Thursday's win at Goodwood suggested that this horse will improve, Lady of Dubai. She looked beautifully balanced at Goodwood. There are undulations at that Sussex track, of course, not quite as markedly so as at Epsom, but she was an extremely well-balanced horse, and I thought she won really well, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see her go close in the Oaks.
OK, while we're on the subject of the classics, Jack Hobbs, it's uncertain, well, for a start, whether he'll go to the Derby, and who will ride him now is owned by Godolphin. What do you make of it all, John?
Yes. Well, I'm not that certain about Jack Hobbs, Mark. Ran pretty decently in the Dante and finished second to Golden Horn. Difficult to see that form being reversed. But it's a very decent horse, absolutely no question about that, and did nothing wrong at York, really. It was just beaten by a horse who was absolutely spot on the day. Whether Golden Horn will actually do quite as well as at Epsom and start at a very short price and win, I'm not that convinced. I've been a supporter of Elm Park all the time, And I wasn't upset, or not too upset, by the defeat in the Dante. It was first time out. I think Elm Park needed the race badly. A great deal of work was done on Elm Park early on, and was just allowed to come home, basically, in his own time when headed by the two principals. It wouldn't surprise me to see Elm Park run rather well at Epsom.
I'm inclined to agree with you, John. At 5-1, I thought Elm Park was the each way play to nothing in the race. He's a big colt now, isn't he? He's going to need that first run. He'll come on from that, and it was a very encouraging effort. I agree with you.
I shall certainly be supporting Elm Park. I regret to say, Mark, not each way, 5-1. But
no.
I think Andrew Balding's colt has got every chance to get closer to Golden Horn and Jack Hobbs in the Derby.
Okay, anything else caught your eye in the news, John, before we move on?
Well, the wind operation thing, which I believe Chrissy Pinlott went into yesterday,
yeah.
That was again showed when 50 Shades of Grey won very well at Goodwood. And, you know, I do think that punters ought to know whether a horse has had a wind operation. It doesn't always do that horse a great deal of good, but it wouldn't take a great deal to put a W by the side of a name.
No, I agree with that as well. We'd put the things in the race card about the headgear and stuff like that. Not guaranteed to work, but it's nice to know. So
yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave that there, John. We'll move on to Saturday's action. We've got a good day to come as well. We're going to look at the racing at Haydock and the Irish 2000 Guineas at the Curragh, and we'll get Lord Budden's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we start in the 2 o'clock at Haydock, which is a Class 2 handicap over 2 miles. It's for four-year-olds and older. We've got 16 of them in the lineup here. John, it's not the easiest puzzle to start with.
No, it isn't, because there are a lot of horses in this contest who have basically got form over the trip and also at Haydock, but several of them haven't been out this season, and therefore fitness has got to be taken on trust. We've got Huey Morrison with a horse called Nearly Caught in the contest, but you know, then he finished second of six last time we saw, and I thought it got to improve a bit on that. The one who catches my eye a bit is Noble Silk. Chaps will say, what on earth are you talking about? This horse was beaten at Wolverhampton last time out, and really quite a long time ago too. But Lucy Wadham is a very, very fly trainer, and she can get horses ready to win first time out without a problem. And this horse has got course and distance form here at Haydock, and I think Noble Silk will go pretty well. There's also Total Eyes in the contest. Hasn't been out for a long while. Last time out was seen at York in a pretty hot handicap. But again, soft ground goes well. William of Orange, really big horse from Sir Mark Prescott's stable. Colossal individual, but very well beaten when last seen at Salisbury, finished second. And then right at the bottom, there is a possibility about Johnny Delta, Jim Goldie's horse. Certainly stay the trip and looks pretty well treated. I thought it was a teaser, Mark, really. I don't know if you had any ideas on the winner. But my two would be Noble Silk and Total Eyes, and I'd probably go for Noble Silk as my choice.
Yep, Noble Silk, who won the race last year, that's the course and distance form. And Lucy Wadham's been bang among the winners at the moment, isn't she?
She has, yes, she has. She's in very good form under both codes. And I thought this was a fairly modest race. And if Noble Silk is, you know, ready to do as well as he did last year, there's no reason why I shouldn't go very close.
Yeah. OK, the second race we look at is the 2.35 at Haydock. This is the Silver Bowl Handicap, a Class 2 event over a mile. It's for the three-year-olds. We do have betting on site as well. Mutarakas is the 7-2 market leader. 6-1 for Storm Rock. Billy Slater is 8 with Go Dan Go. It's also 8-1 for Mutasaid. Salatine is 9-1 and 12s or bigger for the others, who do you like in there, John?
I like the favourite, Mutarakez. I think he's got definitely the best form in what looks to me, Mark, to be a slightly substandard Silver Bowl. It's normally a very decent race, but there are one or two sort of fairly ordinary horses in this contest who are quite well up in the betting. I thought Mutarakez won really well at Sandown, winning the Isha Cup. That is solid form. And I think the team are in pretty good nick. So Mutarakez will be a definite choice in this contest. What perhaps will follow him home or even beat him, I think Storm Rock's got to be considered. I'm not a great follower of Harry Dunlop's horses myself, but Storm Rock ran pretty well at Haydock last time out. It was in the race that Jerry the Glover won, and in second was Firmament. Now, Firmament was quite well fancied at Goodwood on Thursday. Finished, I think, sixth. I wasn't that keen on Firmament, but he was a decent horse. So perhaps that Storm Rock form is reasonable. Two, what you might call improving northern horses in this race. I like Moonlight Navigator. I liked him last year. I saw him run extremely well at Musselburgh. And on one of Musselburgh's richer days, on the Good Friday this season, I was in the studio the day before with Sean Quinn. I said, you know, Moonlight Navigator, I think he'll go well tomorrow. And Sean put a sort of, you know, another deadpan face on. But the horse won extremely well, leading all the way at Musselburgh and beating Spring Offensive. I thought in gutsy style, hasn't been seen since. And I thought Moonlight Navigator from the north could go quite well. And then there's Keith Dalglish's Go Dan Go, who was quite a well-beaten second in a modest Musselburgh race early on, but has gone on to score well at Beverley at Musselburgh, team in good shape. So both those two northern horses could go quite well. But I do think the selection has got to be Mutarakez.
Mutarakez for John then in the 2.35. The big race of the afternoon at Haydock is the 3.45. This is the Temple Stakes, which is a Group 2 over 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. We do have betting for this as well. Gold Dream and Hot Streak are the 5-1 joint favourites. 11-2 for G-Force and Pretend. 13-2 for Danzino. 8 for Take Cover and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open race, John. I was looking at Hot Streak, who won this race last year, and a decent enough reappearance as well.
Got to win, Mark. Hot Streak is the choice. We'll have to mention one or two others in the race, obviously, but I've always been a follower of Hot Streak, right from his two-year-old days. I'm very impressed with Kevin Ryan's sort of opinion of the horse early on. I think last year was not quite his season. He ran some decent races, but he found the leap from 2 to 3 just a little bit difficult to take in really hot company. But I very much enjoyed the race at Longchamp about a fortnight ago. I was absolutely convinced it was a group 2 or 3 that Mecca's Angel would win, and Mecca's Angel did win and will go on to win some really good races during the summer. But I thought Hot Streak was extremely eye-catching, ran on very strongly to finish third, and immediately after that I said to myself, if he goes for the Temple Stakes and the ground is relatively soft, Hot Streak got to have a really big chance, and I agree with you. I think it's the one they've all got to beat in this Temple Stakes. Quickly nipping down the others, G-Force runs, will win, obviously, really top sprints during the summer. But back over 5 furlongs, running for the first time, one or two of David O'Meara's star horses have just looked as though they needed the run. So I just put a line through G-Force for the Temple Stakes. I'm very worried about Gold Dream. Robert Cowell, of course, is an absolute master at producing top handicap sprinters and better. And Gold Dream was a very impressive winner of the Palace House at Newmarket. He's a serious worry to me. Great minds. Represents Tommy Stack, got good form. And let's not forget one horse in this race, Mark. And I wouldn't think that you would need a great deal to realise what it is. It is, of course, Jack Dexter. Now, many people will say Jack Dexter is over the top. How can Button possibly consider that he's going to win this race? I just point out that he ran extremely well at York in the Duke of York from a bad draw on the outside. side. Finished a close fourth, if my memory is absolutely right.
Third,
even one better. And the team now, the Goldie team, are in good form. And Jack Dexter is a forgotten horse. I'm going to go for Hot Streak, but I wouldn't be that surprised to see Jack Dexter run a really hot race.
Okay, a couple to consider then in the 3:45. One that you didn't really mention in there, John, just to get your thoughts on it quickly. The Godolphin runner, Pretend, for Charlie Appleby, been much improved on the all-weather. What do you make of him on turf?
Yes, well, a bit of a question. Transition to turf. He has been very impressive indeed. He's got a burst of late speed. That's what he's shown on the all-weather. And, you know, he could be very much a question mark horse in the race. It's a fantastic contest, you know, really exciting one. One's got to have an opinion. And my opinion is that Hot Streak is the horse who's coming into what his name suggests.
Yes, good stuff. The final race we look at is the 3:20 at the Curragh, which is the Irish 2000 Guineas, the Group 1 over a mile. It's for three-year-olds and the market headed by Glen Eagles, who won the English 2000 Guineas not too long ago. Ivywood was third in that race and is 9-2 second favourite. 10-1 for Bellardo, 12s for Tomberlane and 20s or bigger for the others. Short price favourite in the shape of Guineas winner Glen Eagles. John, do you think he'll have a Guineas double?
Well, if he runs up to the form at Newmarket, he's got to win. And he's got some, you know, really good back form as well, Glen Eagles. I suppose, Mark, there's just a little bit of a question mark about the health and well-being of the O'Brien stable as a whole. There have been one or two serious disappointments recently. But, of course, Glen Eagles won the British 2000 Guineas in tremendous style at Newmarket. A burst of speed, then pulled completely clear. And if he does that again, he's going to be mighty hard to beat tomorrow. I like Ivywood. You know, Richard Hughes has always said this horse is a really decent animal. Disappointed in his last two outings last season, but he ran a good third in the Newmarket Guineas, and for a bit of value, I wouldn't take him each way at 9-2, but one or two people might, and I think Ivywood will go pretty well, and Roger Varian is hopeful that Bellardo will improve quite significantly on the Greenham form. Joe Lyons has got a couple of runners in the race too who might go quite well at a longer price, but really it is Glen Eagles to lose.
Fantastic, John. Let's have a quick summary, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Saturday one more time.
Well, we're going to go for Noble Silk in the 2 o'clock at Haydock. Then in the 2:35, the Silver Bowl, it is Mutarakes, who I think will go pretty well. Temple Stakes is Hot Streak, and the Irish 2000 Guineas has to be Glen Eagles.
Superb. Thank you very much, John. Good luck and enjoy it on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Lord John Budden on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:15pm. Ross Briley, Rory DeLaghi and Mick Norton will be the team in the studio. It's Temple Stakes Day at Haydock. There's day three of the May Festival at Goodwood. We also have Beverly and Catterick in the afternoon. It's Fosslass and Salisbury in the evening. And we'll also bring you the Irish 2000 Guineas from the Curragh. A good day to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.